This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Squawk 7000, bringing you a roundup of aviation news for this week starting October 31st. The headlines and news are brought to you in association with flyinginireland.com. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, Ireland comes in after India as the country with the highest share of female pilots. A busy weekend for Ireland's airports, and the IAA conducts a stakeholder consultation on unmanned aircraft systems and geographical zones. Around 350,000 passengers were expected to travel through Dublin Airport this October bank holiday weekend, from Friday, October 28th to Monday, October 31st. These numbers are 56% higher than the same weekend last year, and more than 90% of the number that travelled through the October bank holiday weekend in 2019, with more than 2,200 flights due to arrive and depart at Dublin Airport this weekend. Friday was the busiest day, with nearly 100,000 passing through and an average of 87,000 each day over the 4 days. Cork Airport welcomed 43,000 passengers this October bank holiday weekend, with Thursday, October 27th, the busiest day, when over 8,000 passengers flew into and out of Munster's busiest airport. Total passenger traffic this weekend represented a 95% recovery on the last comparable October bank holiday weekend in 2019, when 45,000 passengers flew to and from Cork Airport. This weekend, Cork City hosted the internationally renowned Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. The Irish Aviation Authority is conducting a stakeholder consultation on unmanned aircraft systems, drones to you and me, and geographical zones. The IAA consults on matters that include changes to legislation, the issue of new policy documents, and the issue of guidance material. Mark Prendergast is Safe Drones Head of Training. He joins me now to tell us more about this. Mark, welcome to Squawk 7000. What happens in this consultation phase?
So the consultation is the IAA's way of reaching out to the industry and unmanned aircraft operators and pilots to give them a say in the shape, size and access rights to different airspace that might affect them as unmanned aircraft operators, and allows them to have their say in what that looks like. So it's a good policy. It's good to see the IAA engaging with their customers, essentially. So that's what the process is about, trying to give them their say, really, which is great to see.
And as an organisation yourselves, the Safe Drone Academy, maybe you'd set the scene for some of our listeners about what space unmanned aircraft actually currently take up. You know, the general aviation pilot doesn't go below 500 feet unless they're taking off or landing. Where are the drones operating?
Well, drones will operate mostly below 120 metres. And as you said, manned aircraft shouldn't be below 150 unless they're taking off and landing. So really the drone space at the moment is below 120 metres. But that doesn't mean that all airspace is obviously going to be available to an unmanned aircraft or a drone. So the traditional manned aviation airspace, controlled airspace in particular, is somewhat out of bounds to certain unmanned aircraft operators and pilots, and then other parts of the airspace is more accessible to them. Even other parts of controlled airspace is more accessible to them. And the geographic zone system is just a simple kind of red, amber, green system that drone pilots and operators who are not familiar with manned aviation and the airspace types that we have, it's just a very quick and easy way for them to see can I fly in this airspace? Are there any restrictions with me flying in this airspace? Or is it okay for me to fly in this airspace? So,
and when you think about it at a very basic level, those that are almost one step up from a toy, the recreational size, right up to the size that can be used to deliver goods around the country, they have software, many of them, that actually will restrict the operation as well. Is this part of this geographic zoning?
Yeah, so the geographic zone is part of a much wider European policy around airspace access for unmanned aircraft. It's all part of a EU-space process. But if we just look at geographic zones as areas at the moment that unmanned aircraft are supposed to pay attention to, in time, it's expected that manufacturers will pick up on these geographic zones across the EU, all the different ones that might be out there, and will start to integrate that airspace information into the drone's own software. So one of the more popular companies out there, DJI, is trying to do that at the moment. Their airspace is more their interpretation of the current regulatory airspace, and they also put their twist on it. So they're not like for like at the moment, but in time, very much like we have in manned aviation, there should be a database of airspace restrictions and airspace information that will be updated on a cycle basis. And hopefully the manufacturers of drones and that should be able to incorporate all this information into them so that the pilots at the point of control will have easy viewable access or information about the airspace they're flying in.
A final question for you. How did you get interested in drones in the first place?
I've always been interested in aviation. So I fly manned aircraft, as you know. I've always missed out on little things over time. I didn't understand technology or changes in technology. And I always felt, oh, look, that's something that I see no future for. And then it turns out to be something amazing. So when drones started to come online, I was obviously interested in aviation. And decided, okay, I'm going to follow through on this. I'm going to take it on and see what happens. And I remember bringing a drone, a very basic drone with a very basic camera and no gimbal, down to my uncle's house, and we took a photo of a family gathering from the drone. And we spotted in the photo afterwards a broken tile on his roof. And from there, I kind of, saw some potential in the industry in terms of, capturing data or finding information. And that got me interested in it. And then I started up the school, and that just stemmed from my knowledge of the industry. I saw a gap there, and I have, instructed as a pilot myself on manned aircraft, and it just developed from there. So anything aviation I'm interested in, and I was certainly going to have a look at this one when I saw it developing. So,
and these days we can even have a curry delivered to us at home, whatever the future holds for us.
I mean, and aviation, Ireland has always been very close to aviation. We've been very successful, and it's really super to see the likes of Manna, an Irish company, doing so well and really pushing on the limits of what can be achieved with unmanned aircraft. And it's great to see it happening in Ireland. And now we see the IAA also really trying to facilitate, like, this public consultation. It's just another indicator of, how interested they are in developing the industry here, so it's great to see.
Well, Mark, maybe we'll talk to you again after Christmas, when maybe a few drones have found themselves in Santa's sack.
Sure there'll be plenty, and I'd love to come back again, Michael. Yeah,
Mark Prendergast there, Safe Drones Head of Training, and you can find out more information on their website, which is safedrone.ie. Northern Ireland-based SERE Holdings is providing further medical aviation transport services to the NHS and patients throughout the UK, thanks to funding from Paragon Bank for a new specialised aircraft. Awarded a blood and transplant transport contract by the NHS, the acquisition of a Pilatus PC-12 NGX allows 247 Aviation, part of the SERE Holdings Group, to transport organs, blood and teams of medics and other healthcare professionals. Well, thanks to the addition of the PC-12, 247 Aviation's air ambulance service fleet is now capable of providing specialised transport worldwide, including the recent repatriation of a patient from Portugal to the UK. Originally a car dealership, SERE Motors has since evolved into a number of subsidiary companies, including motor vehicle retail, road and medical transport, air ambulance and FBO aviation services. Well, staying in Northern Ireland, Emerald Airlines has announced two new routes from Belfast City Airport to Newquay and Jersey. Belfast City Airport will become the only airport in Northern Ireland to offer a direct route to Newquay Cornwall Airport, with flights available on Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays and Sundays, starting on April 3rd, 2023. We're back with more news after this short break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The aviation blog Hangar 6 reports that a slot exchange report filed on September 8th with ACL Airport Coordination Limited, Aer Lingus permanently exchanged 68 slots per week to Sunair at London City Airport. The Danish carrier operates under a franchise agreement with British Airways. BA Cityflyer operates London City to Dublin 36 times weekly using two-class Embraer 190 aircraft. Aer Lingus maintains a presence on the route through a co-chair agreement with the carrier. The Private Flyer Fest event date at Weston Airport has been changed to April 1st next year. The event is being organised by the Elite Luxury Events, the same team behind Private Flyer UK and Private Flyer New York. Alex Ayling, Managing Director of the Elite Events, also organised the very successful Aero Expo events in the UK. On display will be a range of aircraft from leading manufacturers, side by side. You can even fly before you buy by arranging a demo flight with one of the participating exhibitors. In addition to the factory new aircraft on display, Private Flyer will also feature several pre-owned aircraft being presented for sale. Companies will be on hand to help you explore options around charter and shared ownership for those looking for alternatives to full ownership. According to the International Society of Women Airline Pilots, Ireland comes in after India as the country with the highest share of female pilots. As the number of female airline pilots has slowly increased to just over 5% of the entire pilot group worldwide, the corresponding increase in female pilot visibility has been inadequate. This according to a report from the ISA Plus 21 website. Ireland's percentage is reported at 9.9%. The organisation says that the aviation industry's challenge is that there are virtually no role models of female airline pilots anywhere in popular culture. They do not appear in movies or television and are rarely represented in advertising or magazines because gender roles portrayed in popular culture are usually defined by traditional constructs. Their 2022 conference was held in Dublin in September last and next year is scheduled for Anchorage, Alaska. Meanwhile, diversity at the board or C-suite level in the aviation industry has declined in recent years, a survey by Mason Hayes and Curran has found. Just 17% of those surveyed by the law firm report that the percentage of employees at the C-suite or board level that identify as female or as a member of a minority group is greater than the generally accepted threshold of 30%. This figure peaked at 22% in 2020, with a gradual reduction year on year. The law firm's seventh annual survey of aviation professionals was conducted during the summer of 2022 and looks at diversity issues such as gender, ethnicity, religion, and sexual orientation in the aviation industry. Simtech Aviation, based near Dublin Airport, has announced the appointment of Linda Boylan as their chief executive. Ms. Boylan comes to Simtech from Skillnet Ireland, where she was head of strategic partnerships. As an ATO, Simtech Aviation works closely with over 15 airlines across three aircraft types, Boeing, Airbus and ATR. They provide the EASA-required APS, MCC and MCC JOC courses. They also conduct typewriting courses and offer wet and dry training on their extensive simulator fleet. Aer Lingus CEO Lynn Embledon released a quarter 3 2022 performance commentary that reflects a welcome strength in leisure demand within the quarter following the ending of the highly restricted travel environment in Ireland, which led to significant losses in 2020 and 2021. The company's third quarter results showed an operating profit of €139 million, encouraging progress after losing €95 million in the year's first 6 months. However, Aer Lingus's profit for the quarter was below the comparable quarter in 2019. They anticipated the return of demand for leisure travel once COVID restrictions were removed and planned an ambitious summer schedule, which delivered a much-needed strong summer after a difficult 2 years. There was a strong resumption of inbound and outbound leisure travel this summer as they operated almost 90% of their 2019 levels of capacity. And finally, if you've got aviation news that you'd like to share with us, include us in your emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie.